WMFO in Medford. The times are tough, man. Just getting tougher. This whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me. Yes, as Bruce says, it is time for Cover Me. And the cover song that I've chosen for you today is, quote, "Such Great Heights," unquote. It was originally written and performed by the Postal Service back in 2003 and was featured on their Give Up album. By the way, Post Office was Ben Gibbard's band before there was Death Cab for Cutie. This cover is by Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox. Bradley has made a nice living of covering other artists' work. I probably could do nothing but Scott Bradley covers if I had to, because this one really stuck out for me, though. This song has been rearranged to reflect a Jackson 5 style. It's terrifically clever. So this is Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox as our Cover Me feature here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
And when we kiss, they're perfectly aligned. I have to speculate that God himself did make us into corresponding shapes, like puzzle pieces from clay. True, it may seem like it's strange, but it's thoughts like this that catch my troubled hand. When you're away, when I am missing you today, when you're out there on the road for several weeks and shows, and when you scan the radio, I hope this song will. And when we kiss, they're perfectly alive. They will see us waving from sides, great heights. Calm down now. We'll say everything looks perfect from far away. Calm down now. We'll say everything looks perfect from far away. Calm down. Yeah.
You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM WMFO. Summer sounds best on.
We've got a speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
WMFO, TK with you. It's music you might otherwise miss, busting our way into the third hour of today's show. It's music you might otherwise miss, kind of like a little bit of a retrospective of the first 6 months of the year with some best of singles that I found. We finished up there with Caroline Rose from her new album called Loner. Came out on February 23rd. couple of really nice songs on the disc called Money, and that one I chose was Soul Number 5 from Carolyn Rose. Golden Earring, Radar Love from Moontan, going all the way back to, what, 1973? I thought that it would be in there for fun. Tennis from there. Also, their brand new EP is called We Can Die Happy. Came out in the latter part of 2017 with No Exit. Then we started the hour with Scott Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox as our Cover Me feature, covering the Postal Service's Such Great Heights.
Someone in your town, at your school, or where you work is suffering from Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. They're dealing with excruciating pain and days when they can't even get out of bed. Chances are someone you know has Crohn's or colitis. Someone like me. I'm Amy Brenneman, and I'm asking you to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America to help millions of us cope and to find cures. Visit ccfa.org today to learn more. Help someone you know get back to their lives at ccfa.org.
We have music coming to you in this hour from, well, we got some Clash, also some older Femme Furlough, and our Double Down feature artist, which is, have you ever seen the Jane Fonda VHS tape? Part of the singles of 2018. Next up, speaking of that, we've got the latest single from Wit Blue. It's Wit Blue, and it's a W-I-T and then B-L-U. They are an alt R&B funk singer-songwriter originally from Denver, but recently moved to Los Angeles. And I pulled this quote from a review website about Wit Blue. Quote, it says, in her newest single, Burgundy, Wit has channeled slacker jazz pop a la Cardigans and has left us with a casual, smooth dance floor gem. It's about living life to the fullest with no guilt and certainly is a no-guilt bop, unquote. It really hits it on the mark. I like that quote a lot. Single hits the streets, or hit the streets, rather, on the 25th of May. So it's the latest from Wit Blue here on the 2018 retrospective of music you might otherwise miss.
Yeah.
Tune from Dustin Tippett here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's the 2018 retrospective version of the first months of music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon as we work our way through your lunch hour. Dustin Tippett, he's an Australian-born indie folk pop singer-songwriter. He popped onto the music scene back in 2015 with a 7-song mini album entitled Home. The project was written, performed, and recorded by Dustin in his bedroom. His debut album, First Light, came out a year later and really got him noticed. Dustin has now just released this single, Love is Blind, and this track, I think, will break it wide open for him. The single was just released, and I bet you it will be in mainstream radio within 6 months. I really like it a lot. Julia Fordham, from her self-titled debut album with Happy Ever After and Wit Blue. Her new single is called Burgundy. Well, it's time for our next feature. It's called Double Down. This is when I'm going to play two tracks from an artist from the same release. And today's highlighted artist is a band called Have You Ever Seen the Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS? That is a mouthful. Despite the awkward name, the music is anything but awkward. They are an unsigned indie, really alt-rock, mixed-gender trio. They're from Finland. I pulled this quote from a music review site, which really totally makes sense for me. It says, have you ever seen the Jane Fonda aerobic VHS tape? Tread the fine line between trashily disposable and refreshingly unique, and somehow they've once again managed to make an absolute gem from less than 3 minutes of battering keys, unquote. And I think that's spot on. The new album is Jezebel, 1984/1988, and it officially dropped on January 19th. I'm going to start this feature with their tune, Corazon. So this is Have You Ever Seen the Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS? As our Double Down feature artist here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
been spaced out in an absent dream that branched out of the thought of you and me. It started out like a seed, and then it grew like a tree. Never joined at the hip, no, I barely see you or know you, but I feel like I do. Now I'm invested, I am captivated and consumed. Seems you're my latest muse. All of your love is way too much for me to ask of you, but these thoughts are inescapable when they're illustrating you falling through the floor. When I walk in the room, making your tired eyes widen and your cheeks turn rouge.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. That is a tune from an artist by the name of Greta Ray. She is a I guess she's about 19 years old now, singer-songwriter from Melbourne, Australia. She was just 15 when she wrote and recorded a four-song EP, which she then self-released later in 2016. And she's just keeps going forward. This is the first single that I found from her that she had self-released as a standalone. It's called Drive. I really like what she's doing, and I'm hoping that she gets signed and actually puts an album out this year. Then it was her Double Down featured artist. Have you ever seen the Jane Fonda Aerobic VHS? There are two songs from their new album, Jazz Bell, 1984-1988, Magic Swimming Pants, and Corazon. I want to remind you about checking out my other show, which airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's called Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Same concept as we do here, sans the new release show. It's on WBRS.org or 100.1 FM. If you're in the Waltham area, you get a chance to check out kind of more of the same what we do here on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Let me slip in one here from Twin Ritual. This will be the last of the 2008 Best of Singles retrospective. Twin Ritual is a mixed-gendered throwback indie pop rock four-piece from San Diego, California. They formed only a little over a year ago and started releasing music in 2017. They released the latest single, Angry, out in October 2017, and then it was included in their debut EP, Hand Through the Mist, which came out in February. So it's the latest from Twin Ritual here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
music you can't hear anywhere else on the radio. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
That'll do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. I had a blast. I hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new songs deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Seth Horan, going back to an album called Notwithstanding. Came out back in 2002. This is Something Pretty. You have a great afternoon. I'll see y'all next week.
Does me in every time, I swear never again.